Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good Monday morning, Raw Feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. Hey, does your dog have skin issues? Itching, flaky skin, allergies? Have you been on Apoquel or Cytopoint? Does your dog have arthritis, digestive issues? It is time to get on a species appropriate diet. What does that mean? That means that your dog is a wolf. They are a carnivore. All right. They are meat eaters, meat-based eaters, mean, meat, bone, organs, and fat. Yeah, let's add some tripe in there. We can do some veggies in there as well. But this is what they need to eat to be healthy. All right. If we were born to eat non-processed foods and we eat processed foods, we're going to have problems. And I think we have seen that in the way of obesity, teeth problems, cancers, all types of things in the human side. And we definitely see it on the dog side as well. So it's time to get your dog on a species appropriate diet. And information came out from the petfoodindustry.com, where we've been saying this forever. But hey, who are we? Just people that have been feeding for, you know, several decades. So we don't have any experience in pet foods. But if you've been on the fence about feeding a species appropriate diet, because you've been told, oh my gosh, you could get sick. It contains so much bacteria. No. And this article just came out from petfoodindustry.com titled, No Confirmed Human Disease from Raw Pet Food Worldwide. And you know, I kind of got to wonder why this is coming out. We've been saying this forever. They've been able to test forever. But remember in one of the other podcasts, I told you that Mars, who's one of the big commercial pet food companies, just bought Nom Nom, which is on the healthier side, right? So I'm wondering what's going on. We kind of always wonder why they let certain information come out when they let it come out. In this article, though, they said the scientists' findings cast doubt on a basic tenet of raw pet food use, that raw pet foods should be kept away from people's foods and their spaces and their utensils. So they're even going further and saying, you don't necessarily have to keep the raw pet food away from your own food. All right. But this is so funny. I love this because now we've got these scientists who are saying, hey, the vets that are telling you that there's all these pathogens, that you should stay away from feeding raw food. Well, I think that we've got some other information that you could say to your vet. Well, that's not really true. Have you read the research that was published in Frontiers in Veterinary Science? So here's the thing. Overall, the scientists didn't find much evidence of diseases spread to people by raw or minimally processed pet foods. Pet owners reported no experience, and this was around the world, thousands of surveyed dog and cat owners. None reported a single confirmed case of raw pet foods passing disease-causing microbes to humans. And yet, you've had these recalls and defamation issues happening in the raw pet food industry. But these were surveys that were in 62 different countries. And more than three quarters of the participants purchased some type of raw, whether that was commercial raw, minimally processed diets, or even the pure raw. The scientists' findings called into question a basic tenet of raw pet food use, that preparing raw pet foods in the same spaces with the same utensils as human food, get this, had the lowest rate of suspected pathogen transmission compared to situations when the foods were prepped in different places or with different utensils. That's interesting, isn't it? Very, very interesting. So what this article is saying is that people need to be educated. Well, that includes the Veterinary Association, because they said that officials and veterinarian groups, their guidance on raw pet food, it varies regionally. But in the United States, the American Veterinary Medical Association, the AVMA, advocates that pet owners avoid raw foods. And we know this because we hear this from our customers all the time. Well, my vet said that I shouldn't feed raw because I'm going to get sick and my baby's going to get sick and we're all going to die. Oh. The fear porn is just, it's a big thing in the world today, isn't it? Everybody loves the fear porn. Well, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration Center for Veterinary Medicine also said that they do not believe that raw meat foods for animals are consistent with the goal of protecting the public from significant health risk. I would like to know where they got that. Where did they come up with that? Again, let's follow the money. Again, your U.S. Food FDA and your American medical, you know, your vets, your AVMA, they both are saying, hey, no, we don't think that it's a good thing to feed raw food to dogs. Because why? Well, there's pathogens. There's risk of pathogens. Oh, my. Lions, tigers, and pathogens. Oh, my. But in the European pet food industry, they focus more on consumer education, especially about the differences among homemade and commercial raw pet foods. The fact of the matter is that the veterinarian and the human professions are not testing for pathogen cases and automatically assume, we see this so often, automatically assume that GI distress in raw-fed dogs is pathogen-related. And Nicole Kamek, who's the researcher and founder of North Point Pets and Company, told Pet Food Industry, this is leading to an overuse of antibiotics as a result of assumption bias. Duh. Oh, gosh, we've been saying this forever. Stop doing the just-in-case antibiotics. And I have said forever, stop telling them you're feeding raw because they have their assumption bias. And then they stop looking for the real reason, which might be crappy kibble and medications. Oh, but we don't want to stop them from, you know, eating a prescription diet or taking our medications. No, we just want to give them antibiotics because we have this assumption bias. The article goes on to say, the fact of the matter is that pathogen infection can and does result from a variety of factors, many of which could be, and they say it right here, kibble or other formats, as well as factors independent of the diet. Boom. Boom. Oh, my. We are fine. I gotta love it when somebody confirms the truth. The truth will set you free, and the truth will make your pets healthier. And if we look at the facts, cancer doesn't float in the air, folks. There's a path to cancer. Assaulting the body. Toxins in. Nutrition not going in. Killing off the mechanisms inside the body that rid the body of cancer cells, that rid the body of the bad bacteria. That's not a recipe for a healthy dog or a healthy human being. We've got to snap out of it. As I used to say, wake up, stand up, snap out of it. And be a voice for our dogs. And now those of you who have been worried about these pathogens and the bacteria in raw food, a species appropriate diet. Now, hopefully you will give it a shot, give it a try, give your dog some healthy food. I mean, this article is even going further. It's saying, it's not just saying, hey, we're not, you know, we're not finding that raw pet food is making people sick. They're saying you can even build your dog's pet food right alongside your food. I mean, did you get that? It was like they found that there was more bacteria in the areas where people were separating out where they were preparing the food. And if you see my videos, you know, I do it all right there in the kitchen, on the stove, 22 years, never, ever had an issue. I don't know of a human that's had an issue. I know people that tried to push issues and say that because they were either trying to get money from a manufacturer or they, why people do things, who knows, but it was found to be totally false. I know a lot of situations where a pet has GI issues and they go into their vet and the vet says, oh yeah, you're feeding that raw diet. Here's some antibiotics. Stop feeding that. Let's get you on a prescription diet. Oh, we hear that at least 3 times a day. If you want to read this article, it's in petfoodindustry.com. The name of the article is No Confirmed Human Disease from Raw Pet Food Worldwide. Now, maybe it's because the raw diet is coming on strong and people are wising up. I think this whole, you know, COVID-19 thing has awoken a lot of people. Is that a word? Awakened? They've snapped out of it, a lot of them, because they're now understanding toxins into the body, bad food, not eating things that nourish the cells. Keep, you know, this has really come out in these last 2 years. And people are starting to wake up. And what we see is that we're living beings. Your dogs are living beings. So living beings can't survive, can't avoid a bunch of problems when you've got all these toxins. Neither can dogs. A dog's life should not be filled with inflammation. Neither should yours. But I mean, we're more willing to do things for our pets than we are for our dogs. If you put them on a species appropriate diet, meat, bones, organ, fat, you know what those ingredients are. Meat, bones, organ, fat. You know what a heart is, liver is, pancreas, spleen. You know what bones are. You know what naturally occurring fat is. Tripe may be that thing that you're not totally familiar with, but any animal that has 4 chambers, right? These cows that chew their cud, they're fermenting the food. This is the stomach, the tripe. The tripe is the stomach of a ruminant. We call them ruminant animals. We put that in there. Great digestive enzymes in tripe. It also increases the gastric acid so that dogs can digest their food. That's the reason for tripe. Not so much the probiotics. I think we can get those more powerfully in a Phytos flora, in a love bugs, even in a healthy gut. But That's why you feed tripe. And then if you want to throw some fruits and veggies in there, that is fine. That is fine. I think you can get powerful antioxidants in turkey tail, chaga mushroom, red rover, green rover on the website. These are some powerful, powerful antioxidants that will help bring, and green lip muscle oil too, that will bring the inflammation down. But just taking out the processed foods is going to drop that inflammation by buttloads. Get your dog on a species appropriate diet. We can help you. We have a great learning center. We have videos, we have articles, we have tons of podcasts. If you have questions that you want answered, health questions that you want answered by Dr. Judy Jasik, we do those podcasts on Fridays. Get your questions in. We will answer them on the podcast. If you want to start your dog on a species appropriate diet, we ship all over the country. Give your dog a fighting chance. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com because your pet's health is our business. And remember, friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.